The HSEW baseball team had their struggles at the beginning of the season, but things turned in a different direction to finish off the season. While the Vikings went on a 7-game losing streak in the beginning of the year, things turned around to pick up some major conference wins against both Trainer and Missouri Valley. Head coach Trey Bricks knows that the defensive struggles at the beginning of the season was a main aspect of the Vikings' losing streak. But the defense started to play tough, and the Vikings picked up some big wins along the way.
Yeah, you know, early on we struggled defensively. You know, I think the biggest issues were just, you know, us self-inflicted. And once we kind of figured out how to just grind and compete every night, things turned around for us. And this summer's a grind, and our conference is a struggle. So every night is a tough night out. And you know, once we figured out to just go out and give 110% every night, and whatever happens, happens, you know, then we kind of started to compete, and then we got some wins along the way.
One element of success this season for HSCW came in the pitching game. As a team, the Vikings earned a 2.24 team ERA and forced teams to a 205 overall batting average while earning 125 strikeouts on the season. They were led by aces Nick Denning and Aiden Akers, who helped lead the team in the right direction. Denning had a 1.34 ERA with 38 strikeouts, while forcing batters to a 187 batting average. Akers led the team in both strikeouts and ERA with 42 strikeouts and a 1.28 ERA this season.
We take a lot of pride in pitching, and so that's what we preach a lot of. You don't have to throw hard. You don't have to have a bunch of pitches, but when it's your turn to get on the bump, you need to throw strikes and give your team a chance. And so Aiden Akers, Nick Denning did a really good job of that. You know, guys like Caden Jorgensen and Calvin Parker and Camden Dreesen got some good experience on the mound. Those guys need to step up and fill in some innings for us next year.
HSCW graduated 4 seniors who will not move on from their baseball experience. The Vikings graduate Brian Mertz, who helped to develop the underclassmen, and Evan Wendt, who worked hard through his high school career to earn him a starting spot in the outfield. Both Nick Denning and Caleb Hatch will also not be returning next season after setting an example for their teammates both on the stat sheet and off the ball field. Coach Bricks knows that these two veteran players were the core of the team by setting high standards for both themselves and the team. They were impactful leaders throughout their high school careers and will leave a lasting impact on Viking baseball.
Yeah, well, we graduated 4 seniors. Brian Mertz was a senior that decided to go out last year as a junior for the first time ever. Was a really good teammate, helped out the JV squad, and you know, just a pleasure to be around. Then we got Evan Wendt, who was a 5-year high school guy, worked really hard, paid his dues, and got himself a starting spot in the outfield this year, and was really solid for us. The two seniors that have all the experience and we're our veteran guys for quite a while now, Nick Denning and Caleb Hatch. You know, just can't say enough about those two and their leadership, set a good example for everybody else on and off the field. You know, they kind of drove the ship for us. I mean, when they were successful, we were successful.
HSCW finished off the 2023-24 season with a 9-15 overall record, with a 5-11 record in Western Iowa Conference play. I'm Zach Collins reporting.